maybe as big as this room. Mm-hmm. They call it Nana and Nina's. And you can go in there and you can find any kind of goat cheese in there, all the salamis and all the pepperonis and all of these things that they made with these particular kinds of meat.
I'm going to try that out.
She closes on Monday. That's the only bad part.
I keep hearing that everywhere I go. It's closed today. I'm like, all right. What about, did you ever eat cornbread when you were growing up? Is that something you're familiar with? Did your mother make that cornbread? Okay. Do you know how she made it?
Oh, gracious. It's been a lot of years.
Yeah.
A lot of years.
Did she make it in a pan on the stove, or did she put it in the stove?
In the oven.
Okay. She did it in the oven. Uh-huh. Okay. Did she put any, do you remember what ingredients she used at all? Like eggs?
Yeah, there was eggs and then regular cornmeal and mm-hmm. was there milk? Goodness, great. You know, we're going back a lot of years here.
I'm putting you through. Do you know if she put anything, like, I've heard some people putting different kinds of vegetable in, like maybe a little pepper or something like that. And did you remember that at all?
I imagine you can. Today you can just see them just put all kinds of stuff together. But
do you know what she used to make that raise, make the bread raise?
I don't think they used yeast. Probably baking powder, more than likely.
Okay. You mentioned they used yeast in the Lebanese bread, too. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much the same. You said pretty much the same, except the way they make it, as bread that we find around here.
Our bread is as thin as this paper here.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
When they get through making it, throwing it over your arms, then it comes up.
Yeah.
It comes around that big round. And
yeah,
it's just
like some Indian bread like that. Similar to that.
Kind of like it.
Because it's really thin,
mm-hmm.
and it's good. It's really good. Do you ever have something around here in which people bring a dish to pass? Do you remember that happening at all? Everybody brings a dish to pass.
You mean a potluck?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever hear that called a casserole or a covered dish?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That would be the same thing as a potluck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Priscilla said, well, tonight we're having potluck. You bring your what you want to bring, and I bring what I want to bring. And so if you want to bring a casserole, well, you would bring your special day, and I would bring mine. And
sounds good. What about barbecues? Is that something they have out here at all?
Well, when the season permits, yeah, they have a few barbecues once in a while.
Or pig roast or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
Now during the roundup, they have barbecues.
What's the roundup? Tell me about that a little bit.
Well, now you take on Labor Day. Mm-hmm. They have a big parade going through town, and then out at the Kit Carson Park. At the Roundup Park,
okay.
That's way out north of town. They'll have the Roundup where the horses does different tricks and mm-hmm. what have you.
Yeah.
And they have barbecues out there. And then sometime we have different things that they'll have, what do they call that, days when they have everything done?
Santa Fe Trail Days.
And they'll have it right down Main Street, and they'll do a little barbecuing mm-hmm. and walk up. And
is the Roundup like a rodeo?
Rodeo.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's your rodeo. That sounds good.
Yeah, that would be probably around September the 1st, I think.
Okay. Do you ever have any other types of fairs then, besides the Santa Fe Days? And do you have a 4-H fair around here at all? Or?
Well, that is combined. They have the 4-H when they had the roundup out
That's
there
combined.
Because